This is the Isaiah Stevens Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Now, with Isaiah, here's Brady Hall.
Welcome in to the show. The show that is the Isaiah Stevens Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Got Isaiah on the line because, they're in the middle of this little road swing. They got Fresno State coming up tomorrow afternoon. Isaiah, my man. All right, first, dude, how are you feeling, man? You were hurt early in that game, and then you just kept battling back, ended up having a monster second half. I mean, we just expect that of you, but how you feeling, my friend?
Feeling solid, man. You know, just staying with the trainers, getting treatment, just trying to make sure I'm as healthy as possible to hopefully be able to compete with my guys on Saturday.
And I know you. I don't know if you can give us answers on that side of it as far as tomorrow, but I know you and the trainers are working hard as far as getting you up and running. But man, you hurt your ankle early, and I mean, it just looked bad. But you dude, that's who you are. You refuse to come out, and then you end up scoring 17 points in the second half, 12 assists. You get your 10th career double-double. I mean, all on while you're on one leg, basically. It's amazing, dude.
Yeah, shout out to my teammates, my coaches, man. They just stayed in my ear. Just continued to allow me to focus on other things other than my ankles. So I was able to benefit from some adrenaline and stuff, too. So hopefully we'll be able to do that again on Saturday. But feeling solid right now.
Isaiah, in that process, you don't come out, but eventually, do you get re-taped and stuff? I always wonder that when guys roll their ankle and it looks so bad. What is that like when you do get out? Is the next step to get re-taped and kind of, refocused on as far as what that injury may be?
Yeah, so during halftime, me and my trainer went to the back end. I was able to get some more tape added on there just to provide a little bit extra support. And then hopefully just have enough adrenaline, enough tight and keep pushing.
Yeah, I mean, you did. You kept pushing, and you just kept going, and you end up with this great game. Again, these stats we're just kind of used to seeing with you, but also getting your 10th career double-double. That was your 9th assist point variety of double-doubles. I mean, man, those are just big-time numbers.
Yeah, man. I can't get it without my teammates, man. They're the ones that got to make the shots for me to allow me to be able to do that. But, that's definitely a huge milestone, a blessing for sure. So that was exciting to hear.
We have Isaiah Stevens on. It's the Isaiah Stevens Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Last time out, I mean, that game, again, what we're talking about here, the fight that you guys continue to show, the season hasn't gone your way, injuries, health stuff, sickness. I mean, you were hurt at the beginning of the season. It's just never really able to get everybody on the floor at the same time, but there's no excuse for you guys. You come out firing, you come out pushing as hard as you possibly can against a Boise State Broncos team that's pretty darn good in this conference, and you guys went wall to wall, came down to a final shot. But talk about the resiliency of that. Again, not the way you wanted things to shape out. We still got the conference tournament. We still have a few games left in the regular season. But for you guys just to go up against a team like that and give the Broncos everything they could handle.
Right. I think one of the biggest things for us is just continuing to improve, right, game in and game out. And so even though we haven't maybe won as many games as we're accustomed to, we do feel like we've gotten better, especially over the last month and the last few weeks, just with the details of the game that you got to be able to execute at a high level to be able to win in a conference like the Mountain West. So we feel like we're improving. You hopefully could get hot at the right time, and that's what we're gearing towards. And we're always going to go out there and compete. That's just our culture. That's CSU basketball. And that's just what we're going to continue to do regardless of what our record may show.
Okay, Isaiah, I don't want to get you in trouble here, but that last shot by John Tonjay, dude, you guys don't miss shots like that far. I mean, it was 5 feet away from the rim. It looked like a foul to me. I'm looking at that going, man, there's no way Tonjay misses like that unless there's some kind of contact with either the ball or a foul. And you blink twice for yes if you think that was a foul, man, because I definitely did. I know a few people I've talked to think so as well.
Man, it's hard to say just because you don't want to blame a win or a loss on one play. It was such a bang-bang play. You know, typically refs like to just let it play out during those situations. There could have been some contact there, but, you know, there were some plays throughout the whole game that if we cleaned up, maybe we probably had a different result and didn't have to rely on just that last attempt. So it was definitely a unique play, though, to say the least.
Yeah, it was. And, I mean, it just – I hate those kind of games at that point when it's like it feels like there should be some kind of call, but the game just ends and everyone's kind of looking around like that. Okay, that's it. I mean, that's where I guess it's over.
Yeah, that's always a tough feeling, right? And so we felt that on a numerous occasions so far this year, but that's nothing that you really just quite get used to. So I do remember everybody just kind of sitting there looking. Maybe potentially we missed the whistle, but none was called. And we just gotta pick up and move on from it.
How tough is that though? Like maybe you felt like, and again, you know, I think you're doing a great job kind of walking that line, but maybe you felt like there could have been something, and you see it's over and everyone's lining up, shake hands. How hard is that just to stomach? Because you're such a great leader too. And so those are things you have to deal with. Tough losses like that, you just kind of have to absorb it and move on. How difficult is that though, man, as being a leader of this team?
It's tough just because a lot of guys in this program have won a lot throughout the course of their careers, whether it was here at CSU or elsewhere. And, you know, this is a new experience for everybody, but we feel like we're going to be better from it. And it's all about the perspective that we bring the next day, right? You can't dwell on it. You got another game 2 days, 3 days away that you got to gear for. And those teams don't care how the last game ended, right? Like, they're preparing to go out there and win that one. So, Can't dwell on it too long. That's pretty much the mindset that we've been having moving forward. So we just got to prepare for Fresno because that's going to be a tough battle in itself.
Yeah, and one coming up tomorrow afternoon. You had 12 assists in this game, Isaiah. You're just not satisfied breaking that record. You're like, I got to put a bunch of distance between anybody that's even thinking about that record. I got to just keep throwing in these monster assist games.
Man, if I'm going to be out there playing, I might as well try to. All right.
Yeah, those are big numbers, man. 17 points for you, 12 assists. As you said, coming up next, going up against Fresno State. It's a tough stretch here. Fresno State and then, of course, San Diego State coming up on Tuesday, both on the road. Still five games remaining for you guys. What do you, in the regular season, what do you really, any specific points that you really want to see out of these last five regular season games, Isaiah?
I think for us, it comes down to just cleaning up the glass. That's been pretty much the narrative from the start of the year to now. When we do it at a high level, man, we're in all these games, competing, putting ourselves in positions to win. But it comes down to just making the minor plays, right, that you kind of miss throughout the course of a game, loose balls here and there that get extra possessions for the other team. And so if we can clean that up, man, I feel like we'll be a dangerous team for these other guys going into March.
What's your mindset there? I mean, is the initial mindset, okay, we're going to be spoiler, or is it like, we're going to be spoiler, but in that process, we're going to maybe do the unthinkable here. We're going to do something crazy in this conference tournament.
Well, you got to take it one game at a time, right? And so you don't want to get too far ahead of yourself. But, yeah, I mean, looking at the standings right now, we're going to have to go out there and play some really tough teams, and we're going to have to win quite a few games. But it's going to be exciting. Being the underdog role is something that I think we can really get behind and flourish on. And you only have to be the better team for one night, and I feel like that can also be a benefit going into tournament play.
Is it difficult at this final stretch where you still have some games left, but you're like, we want to get into that tournament. We want to be able to get there. Or, as you said, is it really just one game at a time? We're not really even thinking about it. We got Saturday. We got a 3:00 game against Fresno State.
Yeah, got to stay locked in on the first things first, and that's Fresno State at 3:00, and that's gonna be a battle, man. Super grimy team, scrappy team that does it on both ends of the floor. They were just in a really close game with San Diego State the other night, so I'm sure they're playing with some confidence and a bounce in their step right now. So it'll be a fun one though, man. So gotta definitely stay locked in on the first things first.
Yeah, well, we'll look forward to that one, man. I know you got to go get treatment and get get looked at, and we hope the best for you, man. We definitely want to see you out there. CSU basketball is just better. It's just more fun when Isaiah Stevens is out there. We got 5 games left. I know you guys are going to bust your tail fighting through this to give yourself some momentum going into that tournament, and we'll be here for it, man. So we wish you the best of luck. Take care of yourself, okay?
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
All right, man. Isaiah Stevens, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza there. Last time out, the Rams beat Fresno State 79-57. So this could be maybe a feel-good moment here. But Fresno State, again, when you look at these conference games, I feel like a broken record when I say anybody can beat anybody. But we talked to CSU women's coach yesterday, Ryan Williams. They lost last night. Bummer of a game. Close one. But he said, you know, when you get deep into the conference like this, everybody has seen each other play so much. And you know each other so well that these games really can be a dogfight. And you saw that last night with Fresno State loses to San Diego State, 21st or ranked 21st right now in the country. They lost by 2. So anything can happen in these conference games. We also saw anything can happen with the UNC Bears last night as well. They dropped it to Idaho. They had control through most of that game, but just unfortunately dropped it. 16 minutes after the hour. Poll question is up and running at thewholeshow.com. Who would you like to see as the defensive coordinator if you had to pick? Vance Joseph or Rex Ryan? I'm going to go through some numbers there that might lead us one way or the other. So we'll talk about that. Also, I'm in a Twitter battle. I did say that if Joker wins this third MVP in back-to-back-to-back fashion, and then I believe he's approaching the top 10 status. I really do. And if he wins a title this year or ever, along with the back-to-back-to-back MVPs, he should be approaching top 5 status. And you know, some of my followers on Twitter are like, dude, you're crazy. Slow your roll. I've got reasons for all of it. You guys are giving me all these greats that are way above him, and I understand that. The one thing the greats have in common that Joker doesn't have in common, all-stars. We'll talk about that next. 17 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. It's The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Start your day with Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.